Now let's get back to Ben and Dave to find out just how useful a chocolate teapot really is.
Welcome back to the Naked Scientist's Chocolate Teapot Tea Party. Now, Dave, you've made yourself quite an impressive-looking chocolate teapot here. Can you run through again how it was made?
Well, I first got a stupid quantity of chocolate, about 1.3 kilograms of it. I then got a bowl, filled it to the half full of chocolate, and put a smaller bowl inside to make the gap to put the tea in.
So that actually formed the bowl shape that's now the base of this teapot?
Yep. And then I made a tube of chocolate by getting a tube of greaseproof paper, sort of plastering it with chocolate and putting more greaseproof paper around the outside, putting that in the fridge and setting it.
So that's formed our spout. And how have you actually attached the two together?
I basically just got molten chocolate and used it as a kind of glue, and it welds the two together really nicely.
Excellent. Well, who'd have thought the chocolate would make a good welding material? And I can see also that you have a handle, although knowing that there's over a kilo of chocolate there, I'm not sure I'd trust it.
No, I think the handle is there mostly for aesthetic purposes.
Well, I suppose it's not a teapot if it doesn't have a handle and a spout. So I guess the next thing to do is just find out if we can brew some tea.
Indeed. I've got a couple of Earl Grey tea bags here.
Lovely.
Open the lid, put the tea bags in.
There's plenty of space in there. We should get at least 2 cups of tea out of this.
Hopefully, yep. Yeah. And I'll turn on the kettle.
OK, now, I'm assuming nobody is going to try this out at home, but just in case they do decide to get industrious with chocolate and make themselves a chocolate teapot, what are we doing to make sure that we don't accidentally spill boiling water all over ourselves?
We've put everything on a tray, so there's something to catch the boiling water if this teapot doesn't quite work.
How confident are you that it will work?
We'll find out.
Well, water's just gone off the boil, so let's pour it in and see what we can do. Well, it certainly hasn't melted through yet. I can see that you've even made a chocolate lid. Now, that looks very thin compared to the rest of the teapot, Dave. How confident are you that this lid is going to hold up?
The lid is probably the lowest level of confidence I have, I'm afraid, Ben.
Well, with all that steam condensing on the underside of it, we shall have to see. So now I guess we just sit back for a few minutes and let the tea brew for maybe 3 or 4 minutes?
Yeah, on the instructions it said 3 to 5 minutes, so we've got to wait a couple of minutes and see what happens.
Well, it's already been 2 minutes since we poured the water in, but unfortunately we've had a bit of an incident with the lid. Dave, what's happening?
Well, hot air and steam rise, the heat's coming up, then you've got hot steam condensing on the bottom of this chocolate lid, which is causing it to melt. So the lid was very, very thin. It was rather an afterthought. If you want to make a chocolate teapot at home, make the lid more than 5 or 6 millimetres thick. I think you're going to want the sort of 20 millimetres thick, like the rest of the teapot.
Well, you had very artistically included a handle on the top of the teapot, but that is now definitely gone into our tea.
Maybe we should stick to China for teapot lids.
Okay, so the lid has melted through a bit, but the main bowl seems to still be very intact. How does it feel on the outside? Does it feel warm?
It still feels cold on the outside, so it seems to be working quite well as an insulator. Obviously, the chocolate on the inside is insulating the chocolate on the outside, so it's not melting.
Now, obviously, we're going to pour this out through the spout, which isn't quite as thick as the main body. Do you see any problem with that?
Hopefully, it's not going to be there for very long. It might work as well.
OK, well, I think it's now been pretty much long enough. We better pour this tea and see if it's drinkable.
And now for the moment of truth, we'll try and pour the tea out of the teapot. And the second cup.
I am really, really impressed. The spout held firm. It does really look like tea as well. I expected it just to look like a chocolatey, murky mess. And inside the bowl, it's all clearly melted, but it's still pretty much bowl-shaped. It hasn't just become a puddle of chocolate.
In fact, the only bit which has really melted badly is the lid, which is now sitting inside the bowl. But other than that, it looks pretty intact. I think what's going on is that although chocolate melts quite easily, when it's molten, it's still got some structural integrity. It doesn't actually slump too quickly of its own accord unless you actually push it or it's trying to support its own weight like the lid was.
It tends to flow quite slowly if you try and pour it, even when it's melted.
Yeah, it's very, very viscous. So I think the molten chocolate was just sort of sitting there, and chocolate's made out of fat, and fat's actually quite a good insulator. So the molten chocolate was insulating the unmolten chocolate outside, so the outside still stayed solid, and it didn't melt.
So it's actually a layer of melted chocolate insulating the rest, and this is why it didn't melt all the way through. And even though, I mean, this is quite a bit thicker than the test plug we used outside, it's actually done a very good job.
Yeah, chocolate is obviously better than you'd expect for making teapots out of.
I guess we better try the tea and see if it's any good. So, cheers, Dave.
Cheers, Ben.
That's actually not too bad, you know. It does taste a lot sweeter than I'd usually have my tea, but it's still hot, it's perfectly palatable, and I think we've proved, actually, that you can make a teapot out of chocolate.
Well, chocolate probably isn't ideal material for making teapots out of, but it's a lot better than you'd expect.
OK, so now we have a slightly chocolatey cup of tea to enjoy, but it's really not too bad at all. And now we have to think of what to do with this large pile of now slightly steamy chocolate, which appears to have a tea bag melted into the middle. Any ideas, Dave?
I can't possibly imagine, Ben.
I'm sure we'll find some way of getting rid of it. Well, that's it for Kitchen Science this week. We'll be back very soon.
So surprisingly good, as long as you don't mind the mess and slightly chocolatey tea. I have to say, it was lovely. So it didn't taste of tea, mostly. You can listen to that again and see the pictures of Dave's incredible chocolate teapot on thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.
Well, sadly, that's all we have time for this week, and that's all for these summer special shows. But next week, join us for the start of the brand new series, where Drs. Chris and Helen will be live in the studio with a show all about the Large Hadron Collider. It's due to be switched on September the 10th, so we find out what it is that they're looking for inside atoms, how the LHC actually works, and what it will mean if they find something unexpected. So that's to come next week, but in the meantime, get your questions in to chris@thenakedscientist.com and have a fantastic week. Goodbye!
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.